Reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vedavyas Vrindavan Das Thakur. So we're reading the story of the two drunkards. Nitai and Haridas were standing on the street, in the public street. And many, many people are standing there in the street, and these two drunkards are lolling about, completely intoxicated. And we're hearing about Nityananda's thinking, his mentality and his thinking. He was considering how to save these two fallen conditioned souls. And he was thinking, if I can make them cry, Mora Prabhu, Mora Prabhu, if I can make them cry out the name of my Lord, then my life will be successful. My wandering, my traveling and preaching will be successful if someone can cry out the name of the Lord. So this means the preacher wants to engage people. The preacher wants to engage people and feelingly glorify the Lord. Even Nityananda, he is thinking like this, that I don't want them simply to chant Hare Krishna. Sometimes when we go preaching and we meet someone, we say, sir, please chant Hare Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna and your life will be sublime. Or you'll be happy. But Nityananda, the very first itinerant preacher, the first traveling preacher along with Haridas, he's saying that not only does he want them to chant Hare Krishna, but he wants the chanters of Hare Krishna, he wants the conditioned souls to cry. Cry out the names, Krishna. So generally, we don't preach like this. At least I never remember going up to someone and saying, dear sir, please cry. Go to a grown man or a grown lady or some college students. Oh, we're from the Hare Krishna movement. We're trying to get everyone to chant Hare Krishna. Will you please cry with me? Will you please try crying Krishna's name? Then the person may say, well, are you crying? Are you crying when you chant Hare Krishna? And we'll say, actually, no. Oh, actually, how long have you been chanting Hare Krishna? Oh, 20 years. Acha? 20 years. And you're not crying? You're asking me to cry. Lord Nityananda is asking Jagai Madai. He's thinking, I want to get these two drunkards to cry the name of Krishna. To cry. Which means not simply to give lip service or simply to repeat after me, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, like we do like this, right? But he's not saying, repeat after me. He's saying, cry. He says, I want these two drunkards to cry out for Krishna. Put their full heart into it. I'm begging them for their heart, not just their lips. I don't want lip service. Anyone, even a bird, a parrot, or a minor bird, can be trained to chant Hare Krishna with his beak, which is like his lips. So this is a very interesting point, how right from the very beginning of his preaching, he wanted to engage Jagai and Madai, not only in chanting, but putting their heart into it, crying out the name of Krishna. Then my wandering will be successful. People should feelingly chant the name of the Lord. They should chant the name of the Lord with so much feeling that they're actually crying out. And then he explains, we heard how these two drunkards, although they're the sources of contamination, if someone remembers them or looks at them, they have to jump in the Ganga to become purified. And Lord Nityananda is saying, but after they receive the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, they will become so purified that people will come to see them to get purified. Their darshan will be pavitra. So now today's verse 63, chapter 13. Eteka chintiya prabhu haridasa prati bhale haridasa deka donhara durgati. After thinking in this way, Nityananda said to Haridas, oh Haridas, look at the miserable condition of these two drunks. Brahmana hayahina dushta vyavahar e donhara jamagare nahika nistar. Although these two drunkards are actually Brahmanas, their behavior is most abominable. These two drunkards will not be able to avoid the punishment of Yamaraj. Yamagari Nahika Nistara. They're going to the house of Yamaraj, Yamagara. And Nahika Nistara, Nistara means delivered. They will not be liberated. They will go to Yamaloka. So Nittai goes on. Pranante Marila Toma, Jejavanagane, Tahara e Okarila Tumi, Balamane Mone. Nittai spoke to Haridas. Haridas, when you were beaten practically to death by the Yavanas in 22 different marketplaces, you were, even at that time, you were thinking and you were worried about the welfare of these soldiers who were beating you. You were so compassionate and so loving. You didn't think anything. You forgot all about yourself. You're only thinking about them. Jadi tumi shubanu santana karamane tabe se udhara paya e dui jane tomara sankalpa prabhu nakare anyata apane kahila prabhu e tatva kata. Nittai continued, Haridas, if you think about the welfare of these two drunks, then they will certainly be delivered. The Lord never neglects to fulfill your desire. This truth was personally disclosed by the Lord. So this Shubha Anusadana Karamani Udhara Paya Duijane. So this is the Sankalpa. Tomara Sankalpa Prabhu Nakare Anyata. So he's saying here, which is one of the ways by which one can attain Bhava Bhakti, is by the heartfelt wishes, of a purified soul. It's called Harda. Harda Dhan. Harda. Harda means heart. The heartfelt blessings. If a Premi Bhakta or a Bhava Bhakta, if he actually says, yes, I bless you that you will attain Bhava Bhakti. By that heartfelt blessing, if it's really heartfelt, he really puts his full heart into it and takes the sankalpa, yes, I want this disciple, I want this devotee to attain bhava or Krishna prema. It's called harda, harda kripa or harda dhan, the donation of heartfelt feelings. Then surely the Lord is duty bound, or he's bound by love, to fulfill that sankalpa of his devotee. So here, Nittai is saying the same point. He's saying, Haridas, if you take a sankalpa, sankalpa means a resolution. Resolution, a determined vow. I want this to happen, or I am performing this activity to achieve this particular result. So it's a statement of intention. A statement of intention. What is your intention? What do you intend to do? The sankalpa. It's a mental adjustment. I'm making a sankalpa. We discussed this point before in previous classes. Before one engages in tapasya or brata or any particular service which will produce some sukriti or benefit, sukriti follow, then before that he takes sankalpa. My Lord, I'm observing this moksha ikadasi, and for your pleasure I'll be fasting from all food and drink and chanting the 18 chapters of your Bhagavad Gita, and maybe I'll stay up all night, engage in Hari Katha and Hari Kirtan. And the next day on Dwadasi, after Paran, breakfast, if you are going to award me with any fruit of my austerity, any blessings or benefit, then my sankalpa is that you give this blessings to Pujapad Srila Jayabhataka Swami, so that he will quickly start walking and come back to Mayapur and give us his holy darshan and holy company. So this is the sankalpa that we take before the austerity in the morning of Ekadasi. I'm performing this brata with this. This is my intention. This is why. I'm performing this brata ostensibly to please Radha Madhav. That's the purpose of all the limbs of bhakti. Haritoshanam. Anukulyena Krishnanu. Anukulya, Krishna Anukulya, for the favor and pleasure of Krishna, I am performing this activity But I have an intention also. I have a personal intention, a resolution. That's my sankalpa. It says in all the Ekadasi Mahatmyams, if anyone observes this particular brat or this particular Ekadasi, then he gets this fruit and this result. Well, whatever that result may be, I'm not so much interested in those results. I simply want to please you. And if any result is coming, then I want to donate that result. I want that sukriti and benefit to go to my god brother, so that he'll receive that benefit and help him more quickly become well. So this is sankalpa. So Nittai is telling Haridas, if you take a sankalpa, because they're assessing the situation, Haridas and Nityananda are surveying the prospective candidates for their mercy. There they are. Haridas, look. Yes, Nittai, look. So fallen, so despicable, so intoxicated. And then they inquire, who are these two fellows? And the local people say, oh, they're fallen Brahmins. They come from very good family. For generations, their family has lived here in Navadvip, very respectable, high-class Brahmin family. But now they've become so degraded. They've engaged in every possible sin. So hearing that stimulated the compassion in the heart of Nityananda. He said, yes, yes, we must deliver them. So then he turned to Haridas. Haridas, take a sankalpa. Because if you desire, if you think, yes, I must bestow my mercy on them, then surely Bhagavan will make our endeavor successful. If you simply think about their welfare. So this is what we often say. When we meet advanced devotees, they say, what do you want? And I say, just your good thoughts. Please give me your good thoughts. Give me your blessings, your ashirvad. And that's what the sannyasi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyasis, they generally bless someone by saying, Krishne, Krishne Matirastu. They say that same thing. They say, may your intelligence, may your idea go to Krishna, your mati, your thinking process, may your mind. Generally, it's translated, may you be inclined toward Krishna. Krishne matir astu. Astu means let it be. But mati means your intelligence, your thinking process. Because if we're thinking about Krishna, then obviously everything else follows. Thinking, feeling, and willing. So thinking is primary. The controlling of the thoughts is the main limb of yoga. So the sannyasi is saying, yes, I bless you that your mind will think of Krishna. Your thoughts will go to Krishna. Then we say, thank you, and please, you also think about me. Please also think about me or offer some prayers for me. So by your thoughts, by your good thoughts, I will benefit. The analogy is given in this regard. It's like the kachua. Kachua means the turtle, the sea turtle, or the tortoise in the ocean. The lady turtle, mother turtle, she comes out of the ocean, or even Radhakund. Radhakund, of course, is all the oceans. All the sacred rivers are there, and all the oceans. Even Patal Ganga is there. The mother turtle comes out. That's why they have these ramps. They have these ramps here and there. They have steps everywhere, and then there's some ramps coming out, Shamakund and Radhakund. That's so that the Kachua Bhaktas, the turtles, they can climb out of there, and then they go to the land and they lay their eggs. So in the sea, the turtle is swimming around and it lays its eggs in the sand on the beach, outside of the ocean, in the dry sand. A moist sand. And then she swims around in the ocean, eating and doing whatever she does. But while she's swimming around, the mother turtle is swimming around the ocean, she's thinking, you know, bacha chintata. She's thinking of her bacha, of her child. She's meditating. And by her meditation, by her thoughts going to that baby, then the baby's developing inside the egg. You know, the egg. So he's developing, or the turtle's developing like that. So this is the analogy that the good thoughts of an advanced devotee, they make the turtle of devotion, let's say, or the child of devotion grow within our hearts. If a good devotee is thinking of us, His thoughts have great power. So this is what we want. We want the great devotees, they bless us, Krishna Matiras too. May your intelligence turn towards Krishna. May your thoughts go to Krishna. And we say yes, and may your thoughts go to me. Oh Gurudev, please think of me, please remember me. And then if his thoughts, and of course we attract his thoughts by our behavior, by our activities. Because once they asked Srila Prabhupada, they said, Srila Prabhupada, how do you know about your disciples? It was actually there was some interview with a newspaper reporter, and some God brothers were there. And then Prabhupada said, there are different ways by which I find out about my disciples that are serving around the world in ISKCON. There are different ways. And then his disciple stepped in, Rameshwar Prabhu, and he said, actually, our Guru Maharaj, he's in touch with the Super Soul. And the Super Soul is in everyone's heart and monitoring and witnessing the Sakshi, the witness of the individual disciple's activities. And that Super Soul monitoring the activities then reveals in the heart of Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada, he stopped him and he said, no, it's not like that. It's not like that. He said, I find out about my disciples' behavior activity in three ways. One way is they write me a letter. They write me a letter and say, dear Gurudev, you know, I think maybe I made a mistake getting married. I got married, but I think it was a mistake. Please, what to do now? Or whatever. Or I'm a brahmachari, I think I have to get married, what to do? So by letter I find out, and I also find out by my posted representatives, my GVC and my temple presidents who are localized representatives of my authority, then they report to me that such and such devotee in the temple is doing very nicely, or he's doing very poorly, or acting correctly or incorrectly. And this way I find out. And the third way I find out, although the disciple was trying to say super soul connection, the super soul, the disciple, and Prabhupada's super soul, Prabhupada said, the third way I find out is that Krishna appears to me and tells me directly. Krishna directly tells me and says, this Vishuddha Sattva, he's a very good devotee. No. Or whatever. He tells. So this is the spiritual master, he knows about the devotee in this way. And then if he thinks about the devotee, if the good thoughts of the devotee, if he's thinking nicely about his disciple, then Krishna will bless from within the heart, will give enthusiasm and give encouragement in his own devotion. So Nittai is telling Haridas, Haridas, if you think well about these two drunkards, then surely Krishna will fulfill your thoughts and create a positive situation for them. Then Nittai goes on, he's discussing all of this. They're having a big discussion about the preaching engagement. You can imagine you're scheduled to go somewhere and preach, then you get to the college, you pull up to the college and say, well, we're supposed to go and meet students here and preach to them. Then when you get there, then you sit in the car with your godbrother and start discussing about the students and, well, do you think they'll be receptive? And well, I don't know. Well, if you have good thoughts, then they'll be receptive. And so they're having this whole dialogue. Haridas and Nittai are standing on the streets of Nadia, and these two drunks, Jagai and Madai, and they're just lying around, wallowing on the ground in a drunken stupor. They don't have any idea that this great Namacharya and the original guru, Lord Nityananda, are discussing their case, are discussing their case history and their situation. So then Nittai goes on, Prabhura Prabhava Sava Dehuka Samsar Chaitanya Karilahina Duira Udhar. Nittai said, Haridas, let the entire world see Prabhu's influence, Mahaprabhu's Prabhav, Sadhi, the whole samsara. when he delivers these two, Chaitanya Karlat and Uddhara. So Nitya is getting so excited about this preaching engagement that they are about to perform or attempt. He's saying, oh, Haridas, this will be so wonderful. The whole world will glorify our Lord Chaitanya if we can convert these two by His mercy, by your good thoughts and by His mercy. The whole world will see the influence of Lord Chaitanya in delivering these two. Jena Gaya Ajamil Ajamil Udara Purane Sakshate Dekuna Ebe Etina Bhuvane. Nitya said, just as the Puranas sing about the deliverance of Ajamil, now let the three worlds directly see such pastimes. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva, he glorified, there's the whole story of the Prabhav, the Nam Prabhav, the Nam Prabhu. Here we have Mahaprabhu Kripa. Prabhu Prabhav, it says, Prabhura Prabhava Sava Dehuka Samsara. That everyone in the samsara, everyone in the cycle of birth and death, which means the material world, they will see the incredible influence of Prabhu, of Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is the Chaitanya Bhagavad. But when Vrindavan Das Thakur spoke Srimad Bhagavatam, there he was explaining the influence of Nam Prabhu. This is Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But in Srimad Bhagavatam he shows the Nam Prabhu Prabhav, the influence of Nam Prabhu. And it's also another, it's interesting, the parallel. You see the parallel? This Jaga and Madai, they're brahmanas, and they became degraded in Kali Yuga. And then in, I'm not sure about Ajamil, whether it's Kali Yuga or previous Yuga, I forget. But then we have Ajamil, he's also a brahman, and he became degraded. The same activities, drunk and boozing and all these things. He married some low-class sudra or something like this, had 10 children, engaged in all kinds of nefarious activities. So both Jagai Madai and Ajamil was delivered by the influence of Nam. One time he chanted Narayan, Namavas, and he was delivered, Udara, that welfare, that mercy, that Nistar, he was delivered from the material world. So the Bhagavatam is glorifying the deliverance of Ajamil by the Nam Prabhu Prabhav. And now the historians, they will glorify our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his influence in delivering these two drunks. So the whole world will see. Nityananda Tattva Hari Dasa Bhala Jane Paila Udara Dui Jani Lena Mone. Haridas knew very well the glories of Nityananda Prabhu. Therefore, he could understand that these two drunkards were already delivered. It's interesting, the humility of Nityananda. He's saying that, Haridas, you will do it by your sankalpa, by your sankalpa, by your desire to uplift these two fallen souls. Krishna will certainly uphold your desire and fulfill your desire. You will do it. And when you do it, then Lord Chaitanya will be so glorified because you're his follower. You're the Namacharya. So this is what Nitya is saying, that Haridas, you will do it with the prabhav and influence of Mahaprabhu and your sankalpa and your desire. The Lord will reciprocate. And Haridas is thinking, yes, yes, yes. All right, very nice. Actually, you're going to do it. What can I do? So this is a great humility of Nityananda. He's giving all credit to Haridas and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Haridasa Prabhu Bhale Shuna Mahashai Tamara Je Icha Sehi Prabhura Nishchai. Haridas said, listen, O Mahashai Nityananda, your desire is certainly the Lord's desire. Amare Bhandao Jena Pashure Bhandao Amare Se Tumi Puna Puna Jeshikao. Nitai, you deceive me just as one deceives an animal, and in this way you repeatedly teach me. So Haridas is saying, I don't fall for it, Nityananda. You're glorifying me, but actually you're deceiving me. They're already delivered. You're thinking of them, you're looking at them, you're talking about them. It's already decided. Because you're thinking about them, you're looking towards them and discussing them. They're already delivered. What more is required? And you're trying to deceive me and say, yes, you will do it. Hasi Nityananda Tane Dila Alingan Atyanta Komalahai Balena Vachan. Nityananda smiled and embraced Haridas. He then softly spoke as follows. Prabhura Je Agyalai Amara Vedhai Taha Kahi Edui Madhya Peratani. Nitai said, Haridas, let us go and inform these two drunkards of the Lord's order that we are carrying around. Since Jagai and Madai are fully intoxicated by wine, they are not eager to hear topics about worldly morality or welfare. Still, in order to follow the most merciful Gaurasundar's order, we have accepted the responsibility of propagating the holy names to the general mass of people, including the sinful. Sabhare bhajite Krishna prabhura adesh tara madhye atishaya papire vishesh. Nitai said, Haridas, Lord Chaitanya's order is for everyone to worship Krishna, but this is especially meant for the most sinful. Atishai papire vishesh. Very special, especially sinful. Bali bhara bhara matra ama dohankar bali le nalaya jabe se bhara tanra. Haridas, our responsibility is simply to repeat the Lord's order. If people do not follow the order that we give, that's the Lord's responsibility. We simply have to do our duty and depend on the Lord for result. This is Bhagavad Gita. Perform your duty and depend on the Lord for result. So Nityananda is encouraging Haridas. Let's go. Let's take on these two. Let's distribute the mercy to these two drunkards. Don't hesitate. Don't wait. Don't be afraid. Balite prabhura agya seju jerastane Nityananda Haridasa karila gamane. Then Nityananda and Haridas went to inform the two of the Lord's order. Saruloke manakare nikate na jhao nagala paile pache parana harao. Saintly people in the crowd, they stopped them saying, no, no, don't go near them. If they catch you, you'll lose your lives. And they're warning them. Amara antare taki parana tarase tamara nikate jhao kemana sahase. We hide inside the house and tremble. How can you dare to approach them? Ki sera sanyasi gyan odui dujera thani brahmabade govade vade jahara antanhai. These two have no respect for sannyasis. They have killed unlimited brahmanas and cows. This is the warning of the people standing there on the streets, observing what Nityananda and Haridas were contemplating to do. Such a dangerous deed. They were going to approach these most offensive and dangerous characters, the most dangerous characters in all of Navadvipa. They're like the number one and two gundas and dacoits. Although born in Brahmin family, they were burning people's houses. They were stealing, robbing, doing everything. Everyone's afraid of them. Everyone would hide inside their houses, only come out to do some marketing and then run home. Tarapiya dvijana Krishna Krishna Bali Nikate Chalila Dhone Mahakutuhali. Nevertheless, the two Prabhus, Haridas Prabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, chanted the name of Krishna and joyfully went before the two. So they're joyful, they're happy. No fear. Well, we're carrying out the Lord's order. Bhajo Krishna. Tell everyone, Bhajo Krishna. Bolo Krishna, Kara Krishna Shiksha. We have nothing to fear. We're protected by the Lord. He is our protector. Raksha, Rakshishya Titi Vishwaso, Rakshishya Titi Vishwaso. This is Sharanagati. Devotee's symptom of Sharanagati is Vishwas. He has Vishwas. He has great faith. My Raksha. Prabhu is my Raksha. Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Bhagavan Gaur, they are my protectors. Anywhere and everywhere. Bahir Nishingho, Vidaye Nishingho. Wherever I go, outside, inside, everywhere, the Lord is there. Prahlad Maharaj, he saw the Lord in the pillar. He's everywhere, waiting. He's right there with the devotee. The devotee is there, the Lord is there. Why be afraid? Even though they were warned, and they were duly warned by the people of Nadia. They have you both are sannyasis. Earlier Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying Nityananda and Haridas were two sannyasis. They have no respect for sannyasis. Not only that, respect for sannyasis. What further they do? They kill Brahmins and cows. You sure you want to approach these too? They aren't even human beings. They're worse than animals. Oh, okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your friendly advice. Thank you very much for your cautionary words. But, okay, Hare Bo, Hare Krishna. And joyfully chanted Hare Krishna and walked right up to the jaws of the tiger. Shuni bari payahina nikata dakya kahina prabhura agya dakya dakya. Haridas and Nittai came close enough to be heard and then loudly informed them of the Lord's order. Very interesting, the description here. That Nittai and Haridas, they approached the two drunkards within hearing range. In other words, they didn't go within this range. They didn't get too close. Hearing, you can hear, I can turn this off and you can hear from 30 feet away. Hey, this. But if I get 5 feet away or 3 feet away, then if the person's saying, hey, what's this, Hare Krishna? Dong. So they were very clever, very smart. The preacher has to be very intelligent. It says in Chanaka Pandit says there's three personalities, objects you shouldn't get too close to or too far away from. One is, it's the fire, the king, and the spiritual master. If you get too close to any one of these three, you'll get burned. Familiarity, your contempt will burn you. If you get too close to the guru or saintly person, then you'll become familiar. You'll become burned by contempt. Familiarity breeds contempt. You become offensive by coming too close to guru. And don't get too far. If you get too far, oh yeah, aren't you initiated by someone? Yeah, but I haven't seen him in years. I'm really busy. And are you following the principles? No, a little bit these days. So don't get too far from the spiritual master. And practically speaking, the proper disciple, at the beginning of every hour, he remembers his guru. At the beginning of every moment, he remembers his guru. It's told like this in Shastra. Don't get too far, or you'll perish. Don't get too close, or you'll perish. And the king, if we get too close, he may make a funny joke. Oh, king, I saw your wife yesterday. She had a stupid dress, very ugly dress. Huh? Hey, Tom, you insulted my wife? Said her dress was ugly? Then off with your head. So don't get too close. I'm familiar with the king. And don't get too far. If you wander very, very far in the jungle, far away from the king's protection, and there's one tiger there in the jungle, and they say, hey, king, help, help. He's too far away. He can't come and help you. So don't get too far. And then fire, if you get too close, you burn. If you get too far, you can't cook your sabji. So this is being applied here. And Nittai and Haridas, they decided not to get too close to the fire of these two drunkards. So they came within hearing range. In other words, maybe 20 feet. Listen, you two. Bhajo Krishna!
Bolo Krishna! Koro Krishna Chiksho!
Hey, you hear something? What is that? Hey, who's that going? Who's that going? So here's what they told him from a safe distance. In other words, they gave themselves 50 yards of running time. So in case these drunks react violently to their preaching, then they have 50 yards head start. They can run away before the drunks get after them. Bala Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Laha Krishna Nam, Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dana Pran. Hey! Chant Krishna's name, worship Krishna, and say Krishna. Krishna's your mother, father, and the life, your life and your wealth. Tomas Sabha Lagya, Krishna Ravatar, Hina Krishna Bhaja Sabha, Chara Anachar. Krishna has appeared in this world for your benefit. Therefore, give up your sinful activities and worship Krishna. That was the end of the preaching session. That was the lecture. Nityananda. He's hit the whole point. He said, you're sinful. Krishna's come to deliver you. Stop it. Stop your sin. Depend on Krishna. He's your father, your mother, the wealth of your life. Worship him. Chant his name. Say his name. You're sinful. Stop it. Surrender. And the whole complete philosophy of Krishna consciousness was given in two sentences. Surrender. Stop your sinful activities. Surrender. Stop your sinful activities. Worship Krishna. Chant Krishna's name. Go back to Godhead. That's Krishna consciousness in two verses. Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan. Now, what was the response of the two drunkards? Ndakashuni matatuli chahi duijan maha krodhe duijana aruna lochan. Aruna lochan. Aruna lochan. Lochan means eyes. Udila aruna purabhage duijamani gora amani jage. Right? Udila aruna. When a rising sun appears in the eastern horizon over Mayapur, it's pinkish in color. So lochan means eyes. So when you get angry, your eyes turn red. So these two became mahakrod. You ever heard this term? Kam, krod, lobe. Kam, krod, lobe, moha, matsarya. Krod, angry, maha. It's not a special type of mahaprasadam. Mahakrod is not some special maha sweet rice, maha burfi, maha krod. No, maha krod means big time angry, very very angry, really angry. So angry that they were burning with anger. And when your heart burns with anger, then your eyes burn with anger, and they become red because fire is red, red hot. So their hearts became red hot with anger, and their eyes followed suit. Of course, they were already probably red from booze, because they're drunkards, so your eyes also get red from the fire of alcohol. So this is a response now. These are actually some of the Anubhavas, these descriptions of their physical features are the Anubhavas. First, their anger has arisen. That's the bhav, that's what they call it. Gona bhav. So hearing the call of Nityananda, the two drunkards turned their heads and their eyes and became red with anger. Because their heads were like this. Hey, what your heads were just down in the street. Then someone's calling, hey, you two sinful people, stop your sins, surrender to Krishna's coming now in this age to deliver you. Bolo Krishna, we're speaking to you. Hey. Who is that? So they lifted their heads. Hey, who are these guys? Sanyasi akara deki mata tuli chai dhara dhara bali donhe tari dhari bari chai. After lifting their heads off the street, right? In other words, our head is automatically lifted unless you're lying in the street. in a drunken stupor. So they're lying in the street, these two drunkards. And they saw the form of these two sannyasis, Nitya and Haridas. And then they ran after them shouting, "Catch them! Catch them! Dara, Dara!" Dara means to hold, right? Murli Dara, Krishna's holding the flute. Hala Dara, Balaram's holding the flower. And Dharani is the name for Mother Earth. She's called Dharani. She's holding all of us up, Dharani. And Dara, Dara. Atte vatte nityananda haridasadhai raha raha bali tasi pashe jai. Nityananda and Haridas quickly ran away as the two rogues chased them, shouting, "Stop, stop! Roko, roko. Raha, raha, bali, dui, dasyu, pache, jai." So that was a good plan of Nityananda to keep a good distance away from, because if you step on a sleeping snake, you can imagine what's going to happen. If a snake is sleeping, you step on, tong! It comes. So these two are absorbed in ignorance. It's folly. They have an expression. It is folly to be wise where ignorance is bliss. So these two drunkards, they were in bliss, the bliss of Tamagun, Tamagunananda. Right? Tamagunananda. They were in the bliss of ignorance, lying in the street in the mud and covered with, you know, saliva and mucus and all mud and dog stool and anything else that's on the street. They had no idea what they looked like. They were hair this way, that way, clothes ripped, and because they're pulling each other's hair and grabbing each other. Now they're running down the streets of Nadia. "Catch them! Catch them!" What a scene. But Nityananda was very clever because he kept a 50-yard gap. When he said, hey, Chanari Krishna, hurry up, let's go. It's like kids light a firecracker and then they run away. So they lit a firecracker. With their words of preaching, they dropped a bomb. Now the bomb is chasing them down the street. And Daya Aise Pache Tarja Garja Kare Mahabaya Payadui Prabhu Dayadari. Abusing them with harsh words, the drunks chased behind Nitya and Haridas, who ran away out of fear. that person who was feared by fear personified. Yabhavati Swayambhayam. Fear is afraid of God, but God is running away from me. Just like Krishna, Gopal ran away from Mother Yashoda when she had a stick in her hand, going to beat him for breaking the yogurt pot and scattering yogurt everywhere, which she was churning into butter before her task was completed. So Krishna is running in fear, rubbing his eyes and crying, "Oh, don't beat me, don't beat me." So here Nityananda and Haridas are running in fear of these two drunks. This is Leela. Because this fear, this bhayam, bhayam is one of the gona rasas. So the primary rasa is there, and then this is the gona rasa. Gona rasa is fear. It's a taste. It's a rasam, it's a flavor, it's an experience. Your heart, dong, 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 dong. Your skin gets tight, your hair stands, and then your throat chokes up, and you feel that your scalp, the skin on your head, your scalp gets tight, and your hair, when your muscles of your hair follicles, when you get afraid, fearful, then they contract. When they contract your hair, that's what causes the hair to stand on end. And the hair stands, and then you're walking to Mangalarti, and you're staying at Fogla Ashram, you're walking to Krishna Balaram Mangalarti, it's totally dark, and you're walking along, and you come around one turn, and about six dogs are sleeping there. And then you turn, and Hare Krishna, "Oh, oh, 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 oh." And then they jump up, and they pull their lips back, and they show their teeth. And they start snapping all around you. Ooh, it's usually, you feel how your hair and your head goes, and you're, "Hare Krishna." "Nishinga Bhagavan, Hare Krishna, hey, ciao, hey, get out of here. Oh, Hare Krishna, Krishna, where's the stick? Hare Krishna." So we have some experience of bhayam, bhaya ras. Bhaya ras is gona ras, is fear. how our body, you know, these are the anubhavas. First, the gunarasa arises in the heart, then certain bhavas follow it, certain bodily expressions. These are the anubhavas. You're standing on end, sweating, and getting, you know, your heart, tum, 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 and it's, oh, just be cool, you know. Then, so then somehow they go away or whatever, you chant Radhe Radhe, and they go back to sleep. And after about 5 minutes more, you relax and you feel okay. But I think everyone, at least if you lived in India for some time, you've experienced Baya Ras, this fearful Ras. So there, the Lord's relishing it. This is bliss. Balaram has to run away from two drunks? I mean, come on. He's the biggest drunk of them all. I mean, he drinks Varuni beverage and he just takes his plow and he says, hey, Damona, come here. I want to bathe in you. And she thought, oh, is this drunk? No one has to pay attention to the words of a drunken man. Drunken man will say anything. So she ignored his plea, his request. Please come here. I'm fatigued from dancing in my rasa dance and I'm drunk. I want to refresh myself. I'm not listening to him. I'm not seceding to his request that I move closer to him to facilitate his bathing. Yeah, this guy is pagal. He's drunk. So then, oh, you're not listening to me. All right, see, I'll cut you on 100 pieces. So then Balaram pulled her, and then there's some little places there by Ramgat where the Yamuna flows in different streams. So now this Balaram is Nityananda's Balaram. I know, just with his pinky, he could send off, you know, send Jagai and Madai to the moon. It's not a problem for him, but he's running in fear. This is Leela. This is Leela. Leela is full of rasa. Leela means drama. The word Leela means drama. Drama means there's so many feelings, emotions. Movies like drama. Movies, modern day drama. So in the movies, you laugh, ha ha, and you go, oh, he's really serious. Oh. Then you cry, ooh. Then, you know, ghastly rasa, you know, some horrible monster comes, ah, and, you know. So all these different emotions are created by the cinema and the drama, the movies. So the Lord's Leela is better than any movie or drama. So when we learn a little bit about Rasa Tattva, Sanchari Bhav and Anubhavs, then we can see they're coming out of all the different explanations of Leela. We see how these things are actually there. And then we see how the Lord is relishing these feelings. So they're running away in fear. Dui dasya dhaya dui takura palai, darilun bali laganahi pai. The two rogues, drunks, chased behind Nityananda and Haridas as they ran away. Although the rogues declared that they caught them, they were not able to. Hey, look there, we got him. hey, Jagai, we got these two guys. Really? They're 200 meters that way. So they're so drunk, there's so much in illusion, in Brahm, illusion, that they think they were chasing after them. Hey, look, we caught them. They didn't catch, all they caught was air. They just caught air, they didn't actually catch Nittai, but they're thinking, hey, we caught them. Because this is a part of being drunk, you feel very self-confident. You feel so proud that you're invincible. When you're drunk, you feel you're invincible, you're proud, you're self-confident, you're invincible, no one can conquer you, and whatever you think, it's done. And this is, so I've heard. these points have been related to me by experienced people in the field. As they say in a newspaper, reliable sources have told us. Informed sources have told us. Or could it be eyewitness news? Eyewitness news. At any rate, this is a fact. So Nityananda, now he says, Nityananda Bali, Mala Haila Vaishnava, Aji Jadi Pran Panche, Tabi Pai Sava. Nityananda said, we thought it would be good to turn them into Vaishnavas. But Haridas, we'll be lucky if we survive today. If we don't lose our Pran Panche, Tabi Paisava. Haridas Bali, Thakur Arakina Bala, Tamara Budite, Apamrite Pranagela. Oh Lord, what can I say? Today I will die prematurely because of your ideas. Madhya Pere Kaila Jena Krishna Padesh Uchita Tahara Shasti Prana Avashesh. Haridas continues. Because you have tried to give Krishna's instructions to these two drunkards, we have received proper punishment, almost losing our lives. Eta Bali Dhai Prabhu Hasya Hasya Dui Dasyu Pachidhai Tarjiya Garjiya. Speaking this way, Nittai and Haridas laughed as they ran away. The two rogues chased after them for some time while shouting abusive words. So it's all Leela. It's fun. Leela is pleasure. Ananda Leela. It's the pranam prayer of Lord Chaitanya. Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya Hemava Devyacha Visundaraya Tasmai Maha Prima Rasapralaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Ananda Leela Maya. Your pastimes are made, your Ananda Leela Maya. Your pastimes are saturated with bliss. The most supreme form of pleasure and happiness. So, you see, there are so many rasas here. These are all gona rasas. Hasya rasa is gona rasa. Bhaya rasa. Come on, Haridas, let's go. Oh, come on, run. Haridas, run faster, faster. Run, run. Because Haridas is 25, 30 years older than Nityananda. Oh, Nityananda, boom, he just took off. He's very tall, almost seven feet tall. Haridas is short, Bengali. He wasn't from Russia, you know. He's not some Russian guy, 6.5 feet tall. And Nityananda was like almost 7 feet tall, and Haridas is like four and a half feet or something. 4'9" or something. And he's like, hey, wait, no. I'm 30 years older. So running for the lives, they're very afraid. It says that Vrindavan Das Thakur says his Lord was afraid. Vrindavan Das Thakur is Ishtadeva's Lord Nityananda. You see, my Lord was afraid. They're running. Oh, so much by him. Oh. And then next minute, ha ha ha, oh, Haridas, that was too much. They're just laughing. So this is Hasya Ras. So these rasas are coming. These are like waves in the ocean. The ocean is the Staibhav, or the primary mellow. In this case, the primary mellow that they're doing is Dasya Ras. Dasya Ras. And this is their service to preach. And in that Staibhav, then there's these waves, these Anubhavas are rising as these Gona rasas are coming to stimulate the ocean. Then the Anubhavas come as maybe tears or trembling or hair standing on end. So they're laughing, and then the two rogues are shouting abusive words as usual. You this, that, Donhara Sharira Stul Napare Chalite Tatapia Dhai Dui Madhyapa Torite. The two drunkards had fat bodies, so they could hardly walk, yet somehow they ran swiftly. Dui dasyu bhale bhai kotare jaiba jaga madara tani aji kimate dhaiba. The two rogues said, oh brothers, where will you go? How will you escape jaga and madai today? Tomarana jana eta jaga madache kani raho ulatia hera teka pache. You do not know that jaga and madai live here. Wait a moment and just look, see who's behind you. Wait a moment and see us come after you. In other words, Nittai and Haridas are running so fast, there's no chance in the world that these two fat drunks will ever catch up with him. So they're saying, wait a minute, just stop. Stop running and wait for 5 minutes. Let us catch up to you. Then we'll let you know what's going on. So then what was the response by Nittai and Haridas? Trase dhaya dui prabhu vachana shuniya raksha krishna govinda bali. Hearing the words, the threatening words of these two dacoits, Nittai and Haridas ran even faster in fear, and they called out, Krishna save us! Krishna save us! Hey Govindo! So now they're not laughing anymore. They were laughing because they had a very good lead on these two fat drunks. But the drunks were closing the lead and getting closer to them. And they were, now they're getting afraid. Oh, wait a minute. Stop laughing, Haridas. Yeah. Oh, Krishna.
Krishna Raksha.
Right. Krishna, 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 Rakshaman. Krishna is my protector. So Nittai is crying out, Krishna, protect me. Just like all the Brijvasis, whenever they're in difficulty, they cry out, Krishna, 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 save us, save us. Gorbachev, Gorbachev. Save us, save us. So Balaram is also a Brijvasi. He's crying out, Krishna, Krishna, Govinda. He's not calling out to Chaitanya and Gauranga. It's Krishna. Haridasa Bali Amina Pari Chalite. Janya o Asiyami Chanchala Sahite. I can't go any further. Why did I knowingly come with this restless person? Even though I cannot run, I have come out today with a restless person like you. Oh, Nittai, you can run very fast, but you're always getting involved with anything and everything. Oh, alas. So this is the point that Haridas is saying, wait a minute, I'm finished. I'm tuckered out. I don't have any strength left. I can't run anymore. And you're young, you can run so fast. And look what the predicament, what a terrible predicament you put us in. Rakilena Krishna Kala Javanera Tani Chanchaler Bude Aji Parana Hare. Haridas is saying, Krishna, save me a few days ago from the wrath of the Yavana soldiers who were beating me in the marketplace. And now, today, I will lose my life due to your mischievous nature. So, Haridas is getting on the case, so to speak, of his preaching partner. Sometimes we go preaching with our Sankirtan leader. He said, let's go over here. Let's go. I remember once, that's been quite a similar story in a lot of ways. That I'll just close on this story, I guess. This was, we were doing Sankirtan during the daytime in the airports and things. And then at night, the airports are pretty slow. So the Sankirtan leader said, we should go to all the restaurants and bars. Bars is where drunks are, like Jagai and Madai. We should go to all the bars and distribute books there because it was like a marathon. Marathon, we were all day long, we were distributing, then we went all night practically. The Sankirtan leader is driving the van. He said, look, I'll drive the van. You devotees, two devotees run into each bar and then try to distribute some books and come out, you know, with the money and sell the books. So we thought, okay, we never went to bars before, but we heard the expression, if you see Nityananda going into a liquor store, don't think that Nityananda is going to buy a bottle of whiskey. He's going to preach to the shop owner. So if you see Hare Krishna is going into a bar or a liquor shop, or whatever you call it, restaurant, don't think they're going to drink, they're going to sell Bhagavatam. So we said, okay, let's try it. So we went into some bars and we sold some books, and well, okay. Then we went into one bar, and this is all a bunch of sailors. This was San Francisco. And it was on the harbor there. So I went in and we're distributing. It was like three or four devotees in the same place, a big like restaurant. And some drunk said, hey, wait a minute. This is the Hare Krishnas. Because we were like in regular clothes, like shirt and pants. And another drunk said, Hare Krishnas. Oh, what? And pretty soon there's about 50 drunken sailors. You know, they're all said, hey, get these guys. Kill them. Kill them. They're Hare Krishnas. They're trying to rip us off. And I heard the voice looking, let's get out of here. So we ran out of the bar, and about 50 these sailors are chasing us. And we jumped in the van, and we closed the door, and they're all going like this. I don't want to remember, but they're all these horrible faces, you know, these cannibals, and looking at us, and trying. We had all the doors locked, of course. They're grabbing the doors, and the Sankirtan leader, zoom. I said, wow, I could really identify with Haridas and Nittai running away from Jagai and Mada, you know. So Haridas, he's chastising his Sankirtan leaders. Nittai, look at the trouble you got us in. You picked these two guys to preach to. So we also got on the case of our Sankirtan leader. Hey, why'd you engage us in going to bars to distribute Prabhupada's books? And of course, needless to say, we never did that again. We never went to bars again to sell Bhagavatam. That was barred. So on that note, we'll continue tomorrow and hear how Nityananda replies to Haridas's distressed about the first day of preaching in Nadia town. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki.